ABC Radio Australia.
The taps are running dry in Papua New Guinea's capital, Port Moresby, where residents have been without a constant water supply for days. PNG Water says water rationing and maintenance is causing the water disruptions, but many residents have had enough. Bethany Harriman in Port Moresby with this report.
It's like this every morning for people living in Port Moresby. The pipes groaning and rattling, but no sign of water. It's gotten so bad, even supplies from standby tanks have all been used up. Residents shower with what remains in small buckets. 56-year-old grandmother Alice Awari is a long-time Port Moresby resident.
It's very hard with water. We can't shower, we can't make breakfast or lunch for the kids to go to school. People going to work also can't prepare to go. If someone is controlling the water, they open it for a while and shut it off again.
Water bills have been paid, but there's no service.
To pay for the bill, we have to pay them, the water bill. But why is it that the water never comes to our street? Every time we stop PNG water vehicles on the road to tell them, but this problem still exists.
It isn't the first time the city has been brought to its knees by water cuts, and local MP Justin Chichenko has raised the matter in Parliament.
You ask anybody in my electorate, what's your major problem? They'll say, water. And then the blame comes back to me as a member, to the governor, and to the other members here as well from northeast and west.
He says the merger of two state entities that manage water isn't working.
It's a serious issue that needs to be addressed, and the whole management really needs to be overhauled. Water is a right for our people to have. We should not be begging for water. People are more than happy to pay for water if it's provided. But there's no water coming into our communities or our villages, especially our Motukoi Tabuans, the traditional customary landowners of our city.
Researchers say the difficulty of the PNG terrain plus lack of funding as the core reasons for the water cuts. A lack of good governance in managing state entities has also been pointed out.
Apart from the usual arguments that the topography and the fundings, we saw that there is more than that. And that thing that we see is the crisis of governance with the institutions themselves. They've been switching CEOs every now and then. And then there's no like proper establishment of strong governance. It's like it's something where you cannot see. It's like an oxygen. We breathe, but we don't see oxygen. But it sustains us. So governance, it's kind of like that. If we have good governance, then it can be able to sustain institutions. And
researcher King Tao Mambon at the Australian National University says there is a need for urgent reforms within the organization.
Using appropriate rules and regulations to select people that are most suitable for the position. And we keep them away from political interference and let them run the institutions.
During Princess Anne's visit to Port Moresby, the water cuts continued and people took to social media to express their frustration, some asking if the princess knew about the situation, an embarrassment for authorities in Port Moresby. And it isn't just the water supply in Port Moresby. There are also power cuts with frequent blackouts. The Institute of National Affairs, Paul Barker, says infrastructure was never improved or maintained since the 1970s to keep up with Port Moresby's expansion.
It requires several things at the same time. It requires that PNG Power is not only able to obtain its power at an affordable price, have a margin and make some money so that it actually then can maintain, repair. It also needs new supplies. It requires a lot of coordination. It requires cooperation with some of the development partners to get the right deals for PNG Power and PNG Water. I mean, PNG Water
PNG Water has a statement on its Facebook page stating there will be no further water rationing in April, that full restoration of water to city residents, but that has yet to happen.